All restrictions on submarine warfare, although imposed by solemn treaty, had been abandoned by the enemy. The sponsoring authority, in their communications to parents, had not minimized the dangers, but to the children, thrilled at the prospect of seeing and growing up in the new world, the perils of the passage were part of the adventure. Would they rather be bombed or torpedoed? On the whole, they thought they would prefer the latter. They would be sure to be rescued. Parents were swayed by their pleading, and by the feeling that to resist would be to deny them the chance of a lifetime, perhaps even the chance of life itself. But the decisive factor, for those who applied on behalf of their children, was an assurance by the government that all ships carrying evacuated children under the scheme would be convoyed, and that if for any reason this proved impracticable, the arrangements for sailing would be cancelled and parents notified. Implicit in these assurances was that the children would enjoy the protection of the Royal Navy. This Britain's senior service was more than a mere fleet of ships. It was a core delight, a focus of patriotism, an island tradition in which parents and children shared a sublime, unshakable faith. The assurances given, for most of the waverers, resolved the dilemma. The adult passengers on the Benares were a colourful mixture of the cosmopolitan, the intellectual, and the persecuted. Some were travelling.